Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Here we go. Strap on your seatbelts. Light speed today. Got lots to talk about. The much-forgotten kidney. Why will we focus on the kidney? Because everybody's focused on the gallbladder. And because I have an herb to talk to you about. Very uncharacteristic of me, isn't it? I have an herb to talk to you about that I think is such a knockout herb that has so many publications behind it. So much hard science behind it, that's so inexpensive, that works so well, and that has implications far deeper than what we claim. The perspective I'm going to give you today, the herb is called chancapiedra, grows all over the world. We know it as an herb from the Amazon, but nonetheless, it grows just about everywhere. And what we claim it does, and what the articles and what the literature will unanimously agree upon, there's just no disagreement on this. Everybody makes their version of it. It's a very, very hardy, resilient herb. It's hard to destroy. It's pretty easy to purchase. And I have nothing to do with that except to tell you that if you just look the herb up yourself, you're going to get reference today to some of the articles. But what I want to teach you today is the implication of having an herb that can dissolve your calcium oxalate, your calcium phosphate, and your uric acid crystals. And yes, this is a show about kidney stones, and no, this is not a show about kidney stones. This is a show to deepen your understanding of how calcium phosphate, calcium urate, which is uric acid crystals, and calcium oxalate, which are kidney stones, are all over your body. They're in your brain. They're in your heart. They're in your calcified breast tissue. They're in your prostate. They're everywhere. And you don't know that, and you don't think of that. And as long as you don't have the pain of a kidney stone, well, then nobody talks to you about it. And when we come up with an herb like chancapiedra, the stone breaker it's called, when we come up with an herb that we support in the scientific literature, as you'll see today on some of the links we'll guide you to, as we come up with an herb that will actually dissolve calcium urate, calcium phosphate, in other words, the crystallizations of those, well, then we tout the herb and you do the cleanse, but that's not the point. The point is, if you don't have kidney stones, if you don't have gout, uric acid crystals in your joints, you need to listen to this anyway. Because you've just stayed under the radar. That doesn't mean you're not petrifying your tissue. You're not creating a pro-inflammatory mass of blob in your heart, in your breast, in your brain, in your joints. And that doesn't mean that at 60, 70, 80 years old, you're not a mass of this pro-inflammatory fibrotic mess that nobody told you, like they did with the gallbladder, that you've got to do something about it as it relates to the kidney metabolism. Kidney metabolism, the implications of kidney systemically throughout the body. You see, this is the great mistake. Go to picture number 14. That's right. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website straighttalk.cc. That's 2 T's, .cc, not .com. Get on the website. Go to today's show, the current show. Right? On the show, you'll see, you can't miss it, the literature section. Don't you just love the new layout of the website? Go to picture 14, blow it up there, in yellow, blue, red, the point. What is this? What is this picture? This is about relationships between organ systems. Go two up from the bottom. Please get to a computer. If you're driving, just listen along and get to a computer when you can. StraightTalk.cc. Two up from the bottom. It says ZANG. Z-A-N-G. Liver, heart, spleen, lung, kidney. Look at below that. Foo. Gallbladder, small intestine, stomach, large intestine, bladder. This is the genius of Chinese medicine. The genius. This is the medicine that they developed in the woods, in communion with God. This is the medicine that has influenced us in the West, in the United States. And what the genius of this contribution comes down to is they take 10 organs. And these 10 organs, they call the Zang or the Fu organs. Zang, which are the heavy, dense, solid organs. Fu, their counterparts, which are the empty tubes or the empty just containers. Gallbladder is an empty container. The small intestine, stomach, large intestine, bladder. They're empty, vacuous. They have vacuity. They're like balloons. The gallbladder is a little balloon. Small intestine, large intestine are tubes. The bladder is another balloon. The ureter, from the bladder out through to your excretory organs, tubes. The gallbladder passes bile from the gallbladder into the small intestine via the common bile duct, a tube. The stomach is another pouch. Pouches, tubes, the Fu organs. Zang are the liver, heart, spleen, the solid organs. That's the essence of Chinese medicine. Now, what they did in what we call five-phase medicine, which is the real Chinese medicine. It's the original Chinese medicine. They noted, fascinating, they noted that the liver is associated with anger, the heart with joy or sadness, the spleen with worry, the large intestine, the kidney with fear. Look at that. Organs associated with emotions. Not news to you if you've been listening to the show regularly. So a damaged liver is going to create an angry man. Well, we all know if you feel sad, you point to your heart. Not tough to figure out. But liver anger? That's a leap. It's a leap in the West, but nonetheless, there's got to be something here, right? When you feel sad, you don't point to your knees. You point to your heart. Why? Because you feel sadness in the heart. You don't feel it down by your ovaries and testes. When somebody says they're sad, they don't grab their crotch. The lung is prolonged sadness. The lung is prolonged sadness. It's called grief. They shouldn't put the word sadness there. It's kind of ridiculous. They made a mistake there. To say the lung is associated with the emotion of sadness is not, it's not correct. Cross that out. Put grief. Grief is sustained sadness. If you're sad long term, it hits your lung. It takes your breath away. Kidney is fear. Today's show is about kidney. Today's show is about five-phase medicine. Today's show is about Chansapiedra. Today's show is about how an herb that's cheap, inexpensive, very hardy, very resilient, and very effective, and very studied, as you'll see from the articles, can dissolve your kidney stones. Yes, it can. But you don't have kidney stones, so you think this isn't for you. And that's my point. Think more deeply. Think more deeply, because the kidney is an entity. It simply isn't a kidney and its organs to filter water-soluble poisons out, to balance electrolyte, to house the adrenals. I mean, we can talk about the Western kidney all day, and that's a fascinating story. But the Eastern kidney broadens it, and it brings us to an understanding of something that's very relevant to the West as they hold hands together to create the whole. And that is that when you're precipitating your oxalates and your phosphates and your urates. Oxalate, phosphate, urate. Right now, just think of oxalate, phosphate, and urate as just residues of metabolism. Your body's always circulating stuff that's got to get out. You pee it out, you sweat it out, you poop it out. However and whatever, you get it out. And when these things that you might otherwise get out, oxalates, phosphates, urates, when they bind with calcium, they precipitate out. They make crystals. Go up there to picture number three. You've seen this one before. But look at picture two and one also. That's precipitation. That's precipitation. It's a word I always use. It's the way you have to think of yourself as a precipitator, a non-precipitator, a heavy precipitator, a light precipitator. If you precipitate too much, you're going to precipitate sand into your kidney. Calcium oxalate stones, calcium phosphate stones, uric acid crystals. It's going to look like that in the test tube. It's going to look like that in the kidney. But you're not going to know it. Because yours didn't get big enough to get caught. Yours didn't get big enough to get caught. So if you go to picture number seven, hope you're following. If you're new to the show, get to the website straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. Don't leave yourself with a sophomoric, superficial, almost ignorant version of what health and nutrition is about. It is not found in the herb. It is found in the reason you take the herb. Deepen your education. That's the joy of it. Turn your healing into something joyful. You're only sick because you need to turn your process into pleasure. You're only sick because you can't find joy in the process. If getting healthy is a chore, you'll never do it. You'll never make it. As much as you try, as much as you spend, you'll go nowhere. When you get kidney sand, precipitation of oxalate, urate, phosphate, which are normally soluble, I certainly hope I'm using words you understand because you've listened to the shows before, because you've gone on the website and you understand a bit about precipitation. If you've done your homework, then I can do more of mine and I can give you deeper concepts. In the normal soluble state, you don't see urates, phosphates, oxalates. You don't see them. When they precipitate out, they can get stuck in your kidney. That's the picture you're looking at. In the renal calyx, you have stones. In the renal pelvis, you have stones. Hogging up the ureter, you have stones. If they plug up the ureter, you got big problems. You'll blow back into the kidney, suffer from a hydronephrosis, meaning the kidney gets enlarged with water. That's a problem. As the stone moves, it's painful. Those stones look like they're smooth. Those stones are not smooth. Those stones look like picture number five. Check out picture number five. That's a true kidney stone. Picture number five is a true kidney stone. Look at picture number six. Look how small those stones are. You thought picture number five was a big stone. It's a teeny stone. It's the size of Lincoln's nose on the penny. The size of a grain of rice, half the size of a grain of rice. When that stone with all its barbed wires like a cockle burr moves through the ureter, you're on your way to the ER screaming in agony, and even morphine will not stop it. There's a simple herb, picture number nine. Look at picture number nine. That herb, chancepiedra, the stone brick, it will dissolve that stone. Don't take my word for it. I'm the last person, honestly, that I want you to understand and listen to in this respect. Go look at the information. Look at the article. We're going to go after it later in the link there up on top. Click to view full article on chancepiedra. Look at that article. There are hundreds like that. Why didn't you know this? Why are they doing lithotripsy? Why do you suffer from chronic stone formation? Why are they talking to you all the time about eating less spinach? These nonsense ways.